I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Happy Gilmore remake is it out already?
Or
is
Friday. It'll be out on Friday.
Okay, it's coming out on Friday. And it's on what, Netflix?
Yep, it'll be right there on Netflix.
Okay. As part of this, they're hyping things like crazy. And Julie Bowen, who was in the first one, is in the second one. She was surprised that she was back in the second one, all that stuff. But if you know Happy Gilmore, if you don't, you should go watch the first one. It was great fun. But Happy putted with a hockey stick. And then he had a putter by Chubbs.
Yeah.
That was made as a hockey stick.
It was like a tiny hockey stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he putted with that.
Hockey stick is what they're.
They're now selling those.
Knee hockey stick?
Is that correct?
So Odyssey.
And Odyssey makes really, a great putter.
Really, really high-end, expensive putters.
Yeah.
Have put out the Happy Gilmore hockey stick putter.
Yeah. And you can get one for the small fee of
$500. 500.00.
$500 for a hockey stick putter.
I see it as high on eBay. It's going for $800.
Because they sold out of them so fast. There were that many people.
But I do see one for $150.
Too. The level of disposable income to buy the hockey stick Happy Gilmore putter from Odyssey that comes with a tube sock on top of it that says Gilmore.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool, but $500 cool, Andy. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not paying $500. Is this a new putter then? Because it appears to have different. Wow, look at that. Oh.
That's good radio. Wow,
Jeff,
look at that.
I don't care. Anyone who's looking at it is going to. And this one will ship out the next day for $800. Wow. It's impressive. It's an impressive putter. I don't know that. I wouldn't want to use that, though.
Yeah, so they also have Happy Gilmore golf balls out there that you could get. I mean, they're selling all kinds of merch, but $500.
Disposable income is a good thing. And I'm sure some people would, probably buy it and actually use it.
When is it? It comes out Friday?
I think Friday.
My movie comes out Friday, yeah. We went back and watched it. Did you rewatch it over the last week or two?
I've watched it so many darn times. It's pretty much burnt into my brain.
I have too.
All I know is that, unfortunately, Bob Barker won't be in it.
No, but Travis Kelce's in it.
Yeah, that's good. Is Travis going to beat up Happy Gilmore?
Maybe.
Like Bob Barker did?
And sadly, Carl Weathers not in it either. They were not able to do
Carl's
it before.
Weather.
Carl Weathers passed away.
Former Oakland Raider.
Carl Weathers, I should say. Sorry.
Former Oakland Raider.
His brother played here, didn't he?
Curtis Clarence? Were talking about how they had a whole part put together for Carl Weathers and how Adam Sandler and Carl Weathers would talk all the time about making Happy Gilmore 2, and sadly he didn't make it. So there will be no Chubbs Peterson.
How long did his brother played here 6 years.
Would you use that putter on the golf course?
I would. What do I care? I'm not, people who think they're playing to get on the tour, I don't want to play with you. I don't want you to be on my team.
The funny thing about a putter, and Dan, you said it.
Oh, here we go.
This one's $500. but it's, you know, it's, you're buying a Happy Gilmore putter.
Yeah.
Other putters are really expensive. You can get really expensive putters. And I'll be honest, our former coworker, Chris Villar, who was Menigan before Chapman was Menigan, was anyhow, what, two or three producers ago?
Yeah, any of you that have the Baskin Phelps bingo card, you just, man, you just killed the whole world.
Chris had a PGA teaching pro card. And I played golf with Chris a couple times. And Chris said this about putters, because we, you know, we would talk about golf and golf clubs. He said, if you can putt, you can putt with a 2x4.
That's right.
And I agree with him. You don't need a big expensive putter. I had a really nice Cleveland putter that I took somewhere and leaned it up against something and walked away. Called within an hour. No, it's gone. Okay. My fault. I left it behind. So I still use, when I play golf, a putter that I've had since high school. And it's a classic old Acushnet bullseye putter.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got one of those.
Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And
that's why I just said it, Jeff.
So,
why
yeah, you if, you, if you can putt, you can putt. Doesn't matter with what. Something happened yesterday in the NFL.
Are we done with Happy Gilmore? Because I'm looking for. Are you going to watch a movie, Jeff? That's the next question.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Is there any way that it's going to be better?
Julie Bowen's hot.
Than the first?
No. This.
I don't think so.
This falls under. So I always used to laugh and. We'd call it the MacGruber theory, which is if you go into anything with low enough expectations, it'll be enjoyable.
It's very hard to make a sequel that's better than the first.
Yeah, that's where I am with this. I feel the same way about this that I did walking into the MacGruber movie, where I'm like, okay, as long as I get like two decent laughs, I'm going to be fine. And that's where I am with Happy Gilmore 2. I'm going to watch it, and if I get two good laughs, I will call it a
success. Yeah, the trailer doesn't have me rolling over laughing, right? Like, I'm not there right now. Can I also bring up another movie thing? And now we're a week past Superman starting, right?
You've had a week.
Okay. I do seem to notice that when people are talking, and it's not that I'm, you know, trying to dip into other people's conversations, but I do find a lot of people talking about the movie still around town. Yeah. Do you? Anybody? Jeff?
It's still number one in the theaters.
Jeff, anyone still saying anything?
Yeah, like, not
you,
a word.
But it's because you don't talk to a lot of people.
Not a word.
So I just, I'm glad you got it. We were out to breakfast on Sunday. And I heard some guy talking to another guy. We were walking through a parking lot. And they were having like the most philosophical debate about the storyline in Superman. Can you just enjoy the movie? Do we have to get into why so-and-so exists in the movie? I don't want to give it away. I'll be cool about it. Do we have to tear it apart? It's a fun movie. Yes, I know Superman gets beat up a little bit in this thing, but I mean we're not asking you to come up with a formula for world peace. We're talking about a movie that you sit in a theater for, I don't know, 2+ hours maybe, and just have some enjoyment.
The TV show never had a dog.
The special effects are awesome. Your city is on display, and as Tropical Storm looked at me, as he's already seen the movie twice, he looked at me and he said, "Dad, why is that guy crushing the movie? Like, who is that guy, and why does he feel the need to crush the movie? I just don't get it. Just go enjoy yourself. And you know what? You don't even have to go to the theater. Wait till it comes out on it'll be HBO Max.
One of the streaming services, yeah.
Yeah, it'll come out. Just enjoy it. The storyline doesn't have to be nuclear physics or brain surgery. It's a good movie. It's fun. It's our city.
It's a good summer popcorn movie.
Stop trying to act like you're some professor of cinema talking about it. It just irritates me. I just get so irritated. Well, how can that be? This is that. I'm like, uncle, I get it. And I like comic books when I was a kid, but I don't look at these movies as comic books. I look at them as entertainment. Thank you. Are we done? Do you want to go back to sports now?
I agree with every word you said.
Yeah, let's just have fun, man. Relax. Enjoy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are rolling out throwback uniforms to 1933.
Do you think it's weird that that Batman used Pittsburgh Stadium and Superman used ours? Just food for thought. Yes, so the Steelers are doing what?
They're rolling out throwback uniforms that go to 1933, and I had a thought. Huh. My thought was this. If you're going to roll out throwback uniforms, is it okay to use throwback uniforms that almost no one alive actually saw when they were on the field? In other words, if you threw out a throwback from 1933, you are... Anybody born in 1933 would be 92 years old right now. So nobody born in 33 is going to remember what they look like because they were a baby, which would mean you got to be about 10 years old, which means you're 102. Can throwbacks, and I kind of think they can because it's a look, you know, back at the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for anybody to go, God, I remember when they wore those, they were beautiful. They'd have to be about 102. Is that okay?
I'm assuming the Steelers stunk back then, too, okay? Right? Is it okay to use a throwback uniform that wasn't?
I think it is because it's just like, wow, look what they wore way back when. But nobody alive would actually remember ever actually seeing those on the football field.
I think it's cool. I mean, it feels like kind of going to Colonial Williamsburg or one of those things where you walk around and you have everybody wearing the garb of the time. Like, it's kind of cool. It's great to have those throwback moments. The problem I have with them is they're ugly as sin. Like, even bumblebees would look at those things and go, oh my God,
I think they're so ugly, they're awesome.
I think those unis are better than their other ones, and the ones that look like they came from the bee skit with John Belushi at Saturday Night Live.
Buzz.
Yeah, I mean.
The beginning of the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. No, they're not wearing those in the beginning of the Blues Brothers. What? You lost me on that.
He was going to the sketch.
The sketch.
I was doing the sketch.
Yeah,
me too.
You're both talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are they singing Blues Brothers? Is that the Blues Brothers singing in that? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
There must be another sketch then, too, that's beyond Blues Brothers that I remember.
They had bees singing.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd was wearing the hat and the shades.
All right.
And Aykroyd.
Are these throwbacks better, though, than those? Yeah. Yes or no? Oh, I think these throwbacks are better.
I think these are better.
I do, too. Jeff and I are on the same page.
Yeah. I just wonder, you know, go to your favorite nursing home, or if your grandparents or great-grandparents are fortunate enough to be still living on their own at 102, when the Steelers wear them, and it's going to be Aaron Rodgers wearing those against the Packers. I think it's week 8.
Hmm.
Just go and talk to great-grandpa and great-grandpa and say, you remember those?
It's kind of like walking through the art museum and seeing all the suits of armor. It's like the same general idea. Like, you're walking through
suits
there.
Suits of armor.
Well, but like, no one alive is like, I remember when we all wore that.
You know, the way to clean it up, you know. The way you can make it easy. Just wear Browns throwbacks. You remember those? I do, from 2017. No, not those. The ones from 1967. Oh, yeah. Just like the ones in 2017.
Wait, was 2017 was when they had the
weird ones. I picked the wrong year. Sorry.
I'm gonna be honest. When you fight it, just made me think for half a second. I'm like, wait a minute,
guys. I don't think the Steelers throwback is horrible. It's still better than the B jersey. I can't stand the B jersey. They're goofy.
Yeah,
still better than that.
It's cool. I'm fine.
But
with
then
it.
Again, I like the Houston Astros jerseys. The
rainbows.
Yeah, I like those. I like the Vancouver Canucks.
The Nolan Ryan and the rainbow jersey. That was cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if the Washington Nationals decided to wear Washington Senators gear. Like, it's just cool. Okay. Cool.
Can they wear Expo stuff?
That would be cool. That would be awesome.
I don't know, man. Expos is still probably one of the greatest logos in the history of logos.
It's up there. That one is fantastic.
Andrew Siciliano calls play-by-play on the Browns Radio Network. Andrew, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.